Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company, a proud, longtime supporter of Living on Earth. Since 1993, we've given 10% of our profits to efforts that help protect and restore the Earth. Everything from supporting organic farmers to spearheading organizations like Climate Counts, where you can learn how committed your favorite companies are to the fight against climate change. Learn more about our Profits for the Planet program at stonyfield.com.
As you might guess, the St. Augustine Alligator Farm in Florida is filled with, that's right, alligators. But it's also a major nesting area for herons, egrets, roseate spoonbills, and wood storks. Mostly, there's a peaceful coexistence. The alligators keep the birds and their young safe from a host of predators. But as Mark Seth Lender reports, there is a price to be paid.
Birds of many feathers weave and dance and settle in to guard their fragile eggs. All these nests, of many shapes, fastened to branches thick and thin, high and low, hidden in the tropical green of cypress, sequestered in the cup-shaped pockets where palm fronds join their prehistoric trunks, in plain sight on the main mast of a great live oak where only the widest wings set sail or touch down. The swamp below is a remnant, reduced to a vanishing point, reptilian and dark. The canopy above is where the wealth resides, shimmering like the many-colored light of planets and stars, birds among alligators by the hundreds of pairs. Danger is the rent. When rent is due, there will be no partial payments made. Soft, soft, silent, S-curve of a tail in sans-serif lowercase, only a ripple for a wake. Only eyes and nostrils show, no more remarked than a shelf of water-worn stones when water is low. Alligator, ancient grace, drifts at the gate, waits, waits, waits. Snowy egret dips too careless and too close, wing tips clipping water. Better to thirst, better heat than trip those golden feet to cool in the sulphurous spring where an ancient device lies ready to be sprung. All is undone. Roseate spoonbill on wings hued of sunrise, so confident in color and in form, the clapping bill arounded gentleness glides down to an untimely end. Jaws like vice grips, clamped in that unchanging alligator grin. Bobcat and raccoon will not set foot here, nor climbing possum, creeping snake. Every would-be robber of the nest fears the cut alligator takes. Yet great egret finds repose here. Wood stork and little blue heron find retreat. Safe from the thieves they fear the most, while the doorman only charges what he eats. Symbiosis by the bite, wing beat by wing beat.
Mark Seth Lender is the author of Salt Marsh Diary, A Year on the Connecticut Coast. You can feast your eyes on some toothsome photos and hear a short interview with Mark Lender about his trip to the St. Augustine Alligator Farm at our website, loe.org. On the next Living on Earth, rethinking recycling, upcycling your waste paper.
I think about upcycling as taking a humble material such as cardboard, yellow pages, and keeping them out of the recycling bin entirely, actually using them for functional things.
101 creative, useful things to do with used paper. Next time on Living on Earth.